This is the California Report, and all this week we've been focusing on homelessness and housing insecurity. And today we're going to look at where the two intersect, right here on the water of the San Francisco Bay. Good morning, I'm John Sepulveda.
And I'm Randall Bonney. We're sitting outside the Army Corps of Engineers here in Sausalito, and I've lived here since 1982, and I'm being interviewed by you.
And right now we're in the middle of the San Francisco Bay. I would think that many of our listeners around California would be like, what are you doing starting off in San Francisco Bay? What does that have to do with housing insecurity?
There are a lot of people here that are here because they're housing insecure. There's a lot of people living aboard that probably would be on the street if they didn't have a boat to live on.
It's striking to me there are some of the most beautiful yachts, boats that you would think Puff Daddy would be partying on. And then on the flip of it, you're seeing these dinghies. And I'm looking at one that was right over there. It looks like a bathtub with a tarp on it. Would you mind taking us around and showing us around?
Certainly. Excuse me.
Okay, so our guide, Randall, who, by the way, chooses to live in this neighborhood, is going to show us some of the boats people are living in because they can't find affordable housing. In the meantime, let's consider how people become homeless in the first place. Los Angeles is one of the best places for us to look at that particular transition, as there are 58,000 homeless people, by far the most in California. Those numbers are on the rise, as Rena Palta is about to tell us. She covers homelessness for our sister station, KPCC, in Los Angeles. Good morning, Rena.
Good morning.
And it's safe to say you are not on a boat.
No, I am not. I am sitting in a lovely studio in Pasadena.
But you've been talking to many folks who, you know, if they had the opportunity, might want to live on a boat, as we're seeing up here in San Francisco Bay. LA County has an estimated 58,000 people who are homeless on any given night. What's going on down there?
Well, this region has always struggled with homelessness. That's nothing new. But I think traditionally we've talked about homelessness as the sort of stereotypical homeless person, you know, struggles with mental illness, has a substance abuse disorder. Lately, and particularly this year, that narrative has really changed, and that kind of explains a lot of what we're seeing with the increase here. We're talking about people who don't have a substance abuse disorder or not a serious one, don't struggle with a mental illness necessarily, but they're basically victims of LA's tight rental market. Their incomes have gone down, rents have gone up, and they've been priced out of living here.
So we're going to be headed back out to the bay in just a second, and we're going to hear about a man who's right on the verge of becoming homeless. Are you seeing an influx of these types of housing insecure people, folks just right on the edge of making the transition to homelessness?
Absolutely. We talk about affordable housing a lot in Los Angeles, and the kind of sick joke here is that there is affordable housing in Los Angeles. It's called precarious situations, or in garages, where they could easily fall into homelessness from there.
Rena, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get back on the water now of the San Francisco Bay with our guide, Randall. He has taken us around, and we have seen boat after boat that seems unfit to be on the water, let alone to be someone's home. Some have blue tarps where roofs should be. These boats are the homes for people who, for one reason or another, could not find housing elsewhere. They are called anchor outs because they keep their boat rooted by tossing an anchor out into the bay. One of these boats is over 80 feet long. It's called the Sassoon, and it's more than 100 years old. It belongs to a man named John.
Hi, John.
He welcomes us aboard, and we head down a ladder into his living room.
This is the main salon. There's a picture of her, totally original, from 1914.
John explains that he bought this hull of a boat for $400. Again, an 80-plus foot boat for $400. This was after the Sassoon caught fire for the second time. John has tried to rebuild it.
I'm only three-quarters of the way done restoring it.
Wow.
The stench from his toilet suggests he doesn't have running water, and he definitely doesn't have a way to move his boat. It has no engine. For all intents and purposes, John's home is a ship without a sea, a man-made island of poverty that is literally sinking into the bay.
My boat is sinking.
Like it's sinking right now.
It needs to come out of the water and be worked on.
According to the local boat haulers, fixing this 80-plus foot ship, which requires hauling and lifting, would cost somewhere around $500,000. John earns $890 a month from disability.
Which is why I end up at the food bank. And that gives me enough money, you know, I need gas and things like that and other things, so.
You want to sell the boat? How much would you sell the boat for?
Anything. Let's put it that way. Though I keep asking for 40 or 20 or I'm expecting to get an offer. If it isn't going to sell, it isn't going to sell.
And you were told it would take 4 years to get Section 8?
Yes, when I applied a year and a half ago. So.
Do you think the boat will last 4 years?
I'm hoping.
That money is enough to keep two pumps going round the clock, where they suck out the water that is leaking into his boat.
I mean, one big leak's easy to find, but chasing little weeps, I mean, I must have 100 weeps, so that's one big leak.
John slowly gets up to show me pictures of the Sassoon's glory days. I look at his feet. His shoes are badly split at the toes. And I wonder how long John can keep a 100-year boat afloat when he can't even keep his shoes together.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children and youth at risk. Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
The County of Marin did a census in 2015. Then they had 183 people who were living anchor out. Special thanks to our guide around this area of San Francisco Bay, Randall, who took us around, and to KQED's Mark Fiore, who gave us the idea for this story. You can see his cartoons about the anchor outs called Life on the Hook by going to my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC. Thank you to our engineer, Seal Muller, Howard Gelman, and Katie McMurrin. I'm John Sepulveda. This has been the California Report. Have a great weekend.